This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick. And what do you want to talk about?
Instead of our well-organized thoughts that we generally have.
Oh, God, the prep.
Yes, and Eric Kendricks is obviously the biggest story of the day. But I want to make a comment about the Big Ten women's basketball tournament that was held at the Target Center this weekend and had record attendance. And we are writing this and offering this, the sponsors, as though, I mean, the promoters here in Minneapolis, as though Minneapolis had something to do with it. The only thing we had to do with it was proximity. If Iowa hadn't been here, the total attendance would have been 15,000. If Iowa had lost to Purdue on Friday, the weekend attendance, instead of 9,500 a session, would have been 2,500 a session. So stop bragging about the great promotion we did. Caitlin Clark was the promoter, okay?
I read your column.
And she had 5,000 Iowegians here on Friday. They padded the attendance. Obviously, they announced something higher. And then Saturday and Sunday, there were a lot of people in there. And they love her, and they love their team, and they're different than us. You know, they care about women's basketball. They sold a bunch of season tickets and stuff. Now, she's the main reason, because she's a local girl from Des Moines and all that. But let's not be saying, oh, this is now a mecca for women's basketball. Gopher basketball, this winter, one reason Lindsey Whalen got fired is they had about 1,200 people in that arena for most games if they were lucky.
So you're trying to tell me that Glenn might look at this and say the Lynx would look pretty good at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Yes, that's what he should.
Especially if they can get Caitlin Clark.
If they can get Caitlin Clark. Now, my theory is if they get Caitlin Clark the Lynx somehow and she's not in this year's draft, they still have an age 22 limit there. How they get away with it, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that.
Either graduation or age 22. I guess you can make a special appeal and maybe get it, but she does.
So you can't just declare?
She told someone that she's coming back to Iowa maybe twice because there isn't that much difference between the WNBA and her NIL. High V.
That's what we need.
High V and a couple other companies.
Oh, yeah.
She's got good name, image, and likeness with them. And she doesn't have to, and she obviously loves playing college ball. But, it was Iowa, okay? That was what made you a success. Stop bragging about what a great job you did. Because when Ohio State played Michigan, yep, on Friday. Yep. Now, that's a pretty good rivalry, traditionally, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would.
As Big Ten rivalries go.
I know something about it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, there were 1,000 people in there, maybe. That was the second game.
So you're saying we shouldn't be taking a bow because we did such a fantastic job.
Yes, we shouldn't be taking a bow. We should not.
And if I'm not mistaken, we have the men's tournament here next season, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we
That'll
do.
That'll be interesting.
Yes, well, we might. Now, next year, if the Gophers have another bad basketball season in men's, because Ben Johnson's time clock is now 3 years instead of 4, right? If they go 5-15 next year, he's getting fired. Do it on the Monday after the tournament's
yes,
over. Don't do it after.
I agree with this.
Don't do it after the
first
game on Wednesday.
Why?
So Whalen can be embarrassed for 4 days while the tournament's here.
And then you also give the Star Tribune and Pioneer Press every chance to go ask every coach what they think of Whalen being blown out. And
yes,
they're going to defend. Why didn't
they're
wait?
Because I don't know.
I thought the same thing.
What was his hurry?
Why embarrass her in front of the whole tournament?
Plus, if you're going to go get another coach, they all got a college team that they're coaching. If you want the
I know.
If you want the woman from Marquette, You can't get her for 3 weeks. If you want the guy from South Dakota State, I don't think they'll hire a male. But, you know, he's going to be in the tournament and probably in the Sweet 16. So what's the hurry?
I thought the same thing, though. Mm-hmm. Why would you do it in a news cycle that's going to just feed into more coverage
day
of it?
Day after day. I don't, because I think Coyle has so little care about basketball that he just thought, well, what the hell? I'm gonna fire her. I might as well do it now. And then, now here's the thing that bothers me, right? Lindsay signed off on that on the release they sent out, right?
Yeah.
You know, that it was mutual.
Yep.
And then I understand Lindsay was upset about the Lindsay Whalen steps down headline in the Star Tribune the next day because she didn't really step down.
Yeah.
So why, you know, but then you can't sign off on the release, you know.
Correct.
Make them announce they fired you. Now, the other thing is we're supposed to believe.
Weird.
We're supposed to believe she wasn't fired, but her but she will be an employee until April 12th, 2025, when her contract expires. Then she's done. Well, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. You know, and now Lindsay's going to help us with NIL stuff. Well, she was the coach and they got no NIL, to my knowledge, right? They have They have none in men's basketball. If indeed this guy Evans got 300,000 or is going to get 300,000 or something from Louisville.
Yep.
Which, by the way, just finished 4-25.
Oh, yeah.
Worse than us.
Yeah.
The worst year in history. That means if it's like 300,000, that they only outbid the Gophers by 300,000. They got no money. Mm-hmm. How can you? And then Coyle is quoted as saying, "We have everything we need to win here in basketball." You have nothing you need to win in basketball. Nothing. You have the worst arena in the world when it's empty. Mm-hmm. And how do you get it full again? The only way to do it is to win. And win big. And you're never going to be back to the good old days. So you don't have an arena. And you don't have any name, image, and likeness money. And you don't have a fan base anymore. You don't have the fan base is gone. Outside of that, you got everything you need.
Yeah. It's idiotic.
It is. It's incredible. And we gotta print all this crap that they tell us, you know? So
Would she be upset about a headline that reflects what the university told? Now we call BS on it.
Yeah.
But it's not the person that writes the headline's job call BS on the school.
No, I guess she was a very mature basketball player. I don't think she, the coaching thing was not, you know, there's no reason she should have been aware of the intricacies of being a head coach were not, she didn't have them.
So
she didn't know, I mean, she had people, she had players that, Destiny Pitts and her. Now, somebody told me that a former assistant coach went above Lindsay to tell him that they should suspend Destiny Pitts or something. I don't know what that was about. But that was the first sign that there's something wrong here. One of your best players that leaves. And then, I don't know.
Scalia said they hadn't even spoken since she left, right?
No, that's pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, that really surprised me.
Yeah, and obviously, if that had to be... Now, I don't know whose fault that would have been. I guess Lindsay was obviously bitter that she left, and she wasn't going to call Lindsay. She's supposed to have an edge to her, that kid, Scalia.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be a little prickly, as they say.
Good for her.
But, but hey.
It works.
She got a year left. She's on the number two team in the country, and she's the sixth man. She comes off the bench, and any three she wants to take, she can have.
Mm-hmm.
And plays 20 minutes. You know, who can blame her?
Basketball-wise, though, this is a complete mess.
Oh, God.
There's no other
Both
way
ways.
Around it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a small fix.
The fact that there's no fan base, fan base left,
yes,
is it makes it a disaster. And I don't know. Ben, who knows? What? As I said, I've said it repeatedly the last couple of weeks. In the current era of, it's never been harder when you're bad in college basketball than it is right. There's 353 teams.
Yes.
There's 353 teams.
St. Thomas is a more desirable program without a question right now.
I would say so. You're going to go to arena. It's going to, you know, it's not going to be, it's going to be 1,500. But you're going to feel a sense of enthusiasm, yes, at least. And, I don't know.
It's sad.
You know, it is not good, to say the least. And I don't know how they, you know, the first thing they should do is call up that kid in Cherry, Minnesota and say, you know, if you really pound it here last semester and then go to a little summer school, you can be an early entry. Because he's 17. That's fine. Because they need a guard bad. Mm-hmm. Their guards are terrible. Mm-hmm. Carrington, I got to think, has a chance to be a shooter someday, but he's never going to be a lead guard. And their guards are just awful. But, and they cost me to write that down. They had the game won at halftime and they kicked it away and I didn't get my write that down.
Yep. Yep. That sucks too.
Because Wisconsin, I went on a Twitter tirade against Wisconsin. You could have beaten Wisconsin and made sure these boring, pathetic, clumsy mutts didn't make the tournament. College basketball is at a low ebb, in my opinion.
Oh, it's awful.
And having this team,
it's terrible.
Having this team still be considered as being on the bubble, Wisconsin, they're terrible. They're slow. They're shoot.
They're everything that was wrong, but they got away with previously.
Yeah,
they don't get away with as much.
No,
now.
They don't, because they're a step below. They used to have the really good player. Tyler Wall's their best player. He's an okay big man. And the other kid, Crowell, another Minnesota kid, he's okay.
But the kid from Benilde back in the day was...
Oh, yeah. They always
Taylor,
had,
was it?
They
was...
always had a great player.
Yep.
And they don't have a great player. They talk about Chucky Hepburn as though he's a great player. He's not a great player.
But you know
player.
What, Pat? What Coyle has to do before he fires Johnson is the next recruit that they get, who's any good at all, you got to go to the kid with several hundred thousand dollars and say, this is yours.
Yeah. Or, you know, this company, so he's got to get, they got to get some companies.
That's what I'm saying.
To, because he's had some quote about this Dinky Town Collective that they put together.
It's not working.
It's competitive. Yeah. It's competitive with who?
Yep.
It's competitive with Northern Iowa. That's who it's competitive with.
But I mean, who
with.
Can write a check in this town?
I don't know. Where, I don't know where they are. I guess, I don't know what the, you know, oh, well. At least they'll have college baseball to fall back on.
Oh, God. Hold on a second. I just occurred to me. The next big payment for the Village, right? Siphon a couple hundred thousand off there. Don't tell a soul and give it to a kid.
Yes, that's right. It's time to start.
And let the collectors come after you and see what happens.
I can guarantee you if they'd paid the money to hire Eric Musselman, which would have been $5 million a year, you know, to coach, they'd have a collective. They'd have a collective.
And it wouldn't be a collective. It'd be one dude writing a lot of checks.
Yeah, that's right. They'd have a collective.
Collective my ass.
He would have got a collective. Yeah. And, you know, it's...
Yeah, and baseball is... I know people don't care, but my God.
John got the two-year extension, and this is a terrible way to go out after a great career, but two horrible years in a row, and now you're 0-11 and to cap it off. Now Vanderbilt's one of the best teams in the country. But you get no hit. You're 0-11. I mean, he knows it's over, I'm sure. But I just hope that this guy doesn't try to shut down the program, knowing him. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't trust him. I think, you know, this might be his greatest moment, Coyle, firing Whalen on Thursday morning after with the tournament still in town. Then, since he and Kaler were standing on the sidelines looking as though their dog had been hit by a semi-trailer as they were beating Washington State, and those two lumps were standing on the sideline looking like death.
Yeah, San Diego, right?
Yeah.
San Diego. Holiday Bowl or whatever
Holiday
it was.
Bowl.
Well,
I think Gophers are
Did
like,
he want to embarrass her, though? Like, that's what I
that's
can't
what
figure
I
out.
That's right. No, I don't think he was oblivious. He probably didn't
I mean, the tournament was here.
He probably didn't know it. Was he there? Did he go to the game? I suppose he must have been to the game. Yeah, he was at the game, so.
But, because that was the first thought I had, is you are causing more coverage of this.
Yes.
And you are embarrassing her.
Yes.
Just wait till Monday, you know, today.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
now.
In the Kendricks news, it would have at least given people a couple places to go.
9 o'clock this morning, they could have released it. Yeah. Lindsay would have had a statement or something, at least, or there's going to be a Zoom. If you're going to go with the lying angle of it was a mutual decision, then get her on a Zoom. Give her 4 days to digest it. And,
and then she's got a tweet Thursday afternoon or evening that I broke down crying, and that's why I couldn't show up.
But by the way, it was a mutual decision, which is all kind of crap. Yeah.
But, I mean, she was mad because it was questioned. Hey, she was supposed to show up, and she didn't.
Well, because they made up a lie. They said she was meeting with her players and coaches.
Yeah.
What do you want the media to do? Yeah.
But, I mean, to put everybody possible in the worst situation because he didn't get it or didn't care, one of the two.
Well, I don't think she's going to stay at the U too long. I heard there's a rumor she might go to the Lynx organization in some role. So.
I do love it, though. April 12th, 2020.
She April
done. 13th, she's a free agent.
Yeah, she's kicking ass. The NIL money's rolling in, but she's done April 12th, 2025. You know what, Judd, I know as a longtime sports journalist, this will come as a shock to you, but I'm beginning to think these people lie to us.
No, never. Never.
It's worse. It might be. It's runner-up to politics for lying. It's right.
Oh, yeah.
It's right. We're right behind them, man.
Yes.
We're this far behind them, like 2 minutes. And we just, more than ever, we just take their horse crap and write it, just public. You know, we might talk about it on the radio or stuff. But
right. Oh, yeah, it gets written.
And newspapers want who's your source and all that stuff. Who, newspapers should figure out where they are right now and it'll be like the New York Post. Anything you hear, put it in the paper.
I got a guy named Common Sense.
Yeah.
He told me Mark Hoyle's full of crap.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Unreal. Anyway. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Lindsay, it was a noble experiment and didn't work. But, don't take it hard. She'll be a happier person that she's not coaching.
Yep. And if she can go back to doing TV if she wants.
Yep.
She can. I mean, she's loved here.
Yep.
And that's not going to change because of this.
And if she wants to, she can coach Hamlin or somebody. Yep. Somebody else. If she
just
wants.
I don't think
she wants to coach.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know what she reminds me of ultimately is the long line of people who were great players. And the assumption made that they could coach. And coaching's a different skill set.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's not, I was a great competitive player, so I'm going to be a great coach. Your patience can be zero.
The disappointment has got, you got to be able to digest the disappointment. My example, and she never lashed out like this, but it's Kevin McHale. Kevin McHale.
Yeah.
The greatest guy ever. I used to drive over to Milwaukee just to see him once a winter to get a column out of him and, have a post-game beer with him or something. I wasn't drinking then, but have a post-game thing and listen to his yarns and stories and write a piece. And
He was, and then he came in here and things, we got KG and things were great. And then they went off the rails and he started getting ripped. And now he's just unbelievable. He's so damn Ollie. Now,
well, you and Dan were really tight with him at one time, right?
Dan was close. And Dan, he first lashed out at Dan. He never really lashed out at me, but he doesn't return any. I got his number and he doesn't return any calls or anymore. But he just couldn't take it. And she didn't lash out to my knowledge, but I think when you've never been criticized, then all of a sudden if you decide to open the Star Tribune after a loss, and there's only going to be 20 comments, but 18 of them are going to be Lindsay can't coach, get rid of her, and you can take that and you digest that instead of just shrug it off. I think that hounds you, and I she never looked happy to me.
No,
mm-hmm.
No.
So, and now if somebody transfers, they're going to say, "Well, they were really tight with Lindsay." Blah blah blah. I don't buy that. I don't. If they transfer here, they're going to transfer for the same reason as Scalia. They want to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go through a big rebuild.
And I don't blame them.
No,
I don't blame any kid that departs right now.
And Jameson Battle. Now this came up. Ben Johnson made a point of telling people after the game last night that he's been talking with him all winter, and Jameson Battle's going to turn pro, and people, the immediate reaction is, he's not an NBA player. Well, he went to George Washington 2 years. He's been here 2 years. He could be graduating, for all I know, because I think he's a bright kid. He might want to go play in Israel or Australia or Philippines
tax-free.
Or Europe somewhere. Yes, and see the world, get away from getting beat on, he had his moment when he beat Rutgers. He can get on with life. I don't blame him.
Well, and your point about the building is spot on. I love the building when it's full. It's great.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being stuck there this winter?
Yeah.
Playing in game after game where it's empty, cold, and nobody gives a crap. And like, you're right, too, the fan base, what's left?
And as far as we're concerned, for years when the place was jumping.
Yep.
We were on the floor. You were looking up. It was fantastic. We could capture the whole excitement. We could write about it. Now they got these poor guys up there in an empty deck. Nobody, there's no people in the deck except the media. And when you're a fat ass like me, you can't even fit behind the chair to type if you want to.
It is a school chair.
Yeah. I haven't walked up there I walked up there once in my life, and I've never been back. If I go to a game, I didn't even go to one this year. But I, hang out in the press room. And then the nice thing about the place being empty is you can just wander down and sit and take your notes, But, there was a time for a long time. I always said this was number two in town. Gopher basketball was number two in town compared to the Vikings, next to the Vikings.
Oh, God, yeah. At one time, for sure.
It was big. It was huge. The example I always use is the Ohio State Brawl night. The NBA All-Star game was at NHL All-Star game was at Met Center.
Yep.
And the 80% of the local media was at the Gopher basketball game back then.
Well, we weren't the state of hockey yet.
No, we weren't. That was it.
We hadn't.
In fact,
called ourselves
72 that. Was almost the Sly. Isn't that when we pretty soon we were in crisis, right? Making bad trades and
North Stars?
Yeah, getting rid of salary and stuff.
Yeah, because the merger with the Barons was what, 78-ish or so.
Yeah, and there was
got bad.
They made the trade when they got John Flesh and guys like that. Who'd they trade Bobby Smith for John Flesh?
No, that was the Keith Acton Napier trade in 84.
Okay, that was right. Okay.
That's the 70s.
That's later. They had those two periods. They had the 70s when they were going down the tank.
But when Clem got these guys good, the 90s were phenomenal.
Well, Dutch, damn near all the years with Dutch were jumping too. Yeah. I mean, they were jumping from, you had the post. The post-rape accusations that Clem had to rebuild, and he had two bad years.
Yep.
But there were still, for a Big Ten game, there were still 10,000, 11,000 people. Mm-hmm. And when they were bad, and then when they were good, place was hopping. So, I wrote this the other day, though. I'll never forget when Lute used to bring his teams in here, and they
I don't know what the capacity. I don't know if they'd lowered the capacity. They'd redone it by then, I think. It wasn't still 18. I don't know. But as high up as you could look, there were Iowans in the corners.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the lousy seats that weren't taken, the Iowans bought them.
Yep.
And they were up there chanting, "Let's go, Hawks." And those games were great. And we all, anyone who dealt with Lute, I don't know about the Iowa guys, but if you were an out-of-town reporter, you hated the guy. So you'd love to see him taken. God, he was the most arrogant jackass that ever lived. Minnesota boy. I mean, North Dakota, but then he went to Augsburg. So, yeah, he was
hightailed out of there, too. Mm-hmm. George Raveling, right, took over for Lute in Iowa?
Yes, yes. But the guy before, they were down when Lute got there. But Lute, and I mentioned this. I got an email on it today. Lute told him he was going to leave unless they build him a new arena. So they gave him a new contract and a new arena, and then they played their first game in the new arena in January of 83, Big Ten opener against Michigan State, and then he left at the end of the year for Arizona.
Oh, did he really?
So he played, 2 months in the new arena that they built for him, Carver Hawkeye, which, by the way, is way too big to even, they once in a while.
It's a huge lower bowl.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah,
that's
all it is. It's one.
It's not great.
But if you're 76 years old with bad knees and you go down to see Caitlin Clark in Iowa City, and then you got to walk up to the press box, which is 2/3 of the way up. It's not good. It can take you a while to walk up there.
Scream discrimination.
That's right.
Age discrimination.
What's your Kendrick's view? Was he that bad last year?
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
What?
And they save a ton on this.
Why? I know. Why did he slow down so much?
I mean,
he played all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a combination of age, injury, and the scheme. But, I mean, I think they're fine. They have to cut so much.
Yeah. Well,
and this is just the first. I think Thielen's next.
Instead of just, taking a nick here and there, get rid of two guys and get as close as you can, right?
Yeah. And plus, this gives him his day now, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is the opposite of a news dump, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is at 9 a.m.
They can all tell us how wonderful
a testimonial to him. Yeah.
The release the Vikings sent out is filled with quotes.
Yeah, I bet this thing was set up last week, and here's what we'll do.
What a wonderful warrior he is. He'll get a job somewhere. Somebody will take him.
Absolutely.
Right? If they get him in the right place. And,
he'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of his Zadarius? Are they going to let him go?
I think so.
Because he just got hurt, right?
Yeah, he got hurt. He had
was great early, right?
He had, I think, a half a sack in the last 9 games.
Yeah.
And he's 31, and he's hurt a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and sign Daniil to a new contract.
Because
he's
for less
going
money.
He's just going into the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually, his base salary for 2023 is not that much, but I think they're going to try and lock him up to one last contract. I think they'll let Zadarius go, Jordan Hicks go.
Yeah, Jordan
Dalvin, Hicks. I don't know about. I can't decide on Dalvin. I'd let him go, but I don't know they're going to.
Depends upon how much. He'll have to take a cut, right?
Yeah. Oh, and Harrison Smith is going to get a cut. But it sounds like he's going to stay.
Yeah, you got to keep him. You don't have any safety.
It sounds like he'll take the cut, too, though.
Yeah, is that right?
That's the most important thing.
Unbelievable what they get away with. Harrison Smith's going to have to take a cut, and then he's going to play 400 plays next year.
Oh, God, yeah. And probably play well.
Yeah. Well, Chad Greenway is always my example. Yep. Chad, you're no longer a full-time player. We're going to pay you half of what we promised you. And then he played 400 plays.
Who got
never
hurt that?
Somebody got hurt,
and so he just played all the time. He played really well.
Yeah, he was on the field the whole damn game. Unbelievable.
And Kirk's won, too, because, I think they'd like to extend Kirk, but with not as much guaranteed money. I think Kirk wants it again, like a 3-year contract, fully guaranteed. I don't think they're going to do it, so it'll be interesting to see where that lands.
The next Caitlin Clark at Iowa is going to be Greenway's daughter, I would guess, huh?
Yes.
She must be something.
I guess she's
Holy
phenomenal.
God, she must be
Maddie,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
Maddie Greenway?
Yeah. She's a ninth grader? Ninth grader.
Eighth or ninth grader,
ninth grader and just got over 2,000 points.
And look at mom.
Track star,
Iowa.
Yeah.
Dad?
Yes.
I mean,
and
good genes.
I mean, it's not a cinch, but they
actually, you know what?
They got Hy-Vee.
How about the collective starts on that one right now? The Tiki Town Collective.
Yeah.
We'll get Maddie $1 million.
Yeah, you know, we might be buying a lot of groceries at Hy-Vee. But it's in this Twin Cities market now, but they're still an Iowa company. They're still.
How about Byerly's? Lund's Byerly's. Can they chip in?
I don't know if business is good enough. Although
it's from your end.
Oh God, yes.
You're always there.
Mm-hmm. You know what's good for them? Grocery stores. Projected big snowstorms.
Okay.
It was chaos, man, a couple of weeks ago.
Costco's the one.
Costco,
they
too.
Start printing money the day. We got 15 inches projected to Costco line.
You may not be able to get toilet paper for a week because of this. Come in and buy more of those rolls of toilet paper. We are reaching that point 6 months later of I fill the garage up with toilet paper rolls and paper towels, right? Because I use 100 and paper plates. I use paper plates all the time. And I'm going to have to make the trip here within about a week and load up the big cart.
You know what, though? I respect this.
Yes.
Dawn always says, don't we have enough toilet paper or something? You can never have enough.
No.
What's it going to do? Go bad? What's the expiration date on that toilet paper?
Toilet paper and paper towels. Remember the great John Echternach? Packers Weekly, the Albert Lee guy. You know John.
John, I don't think I do.
He did Packers Weekly over there.
Okay.
And he died way too young. He ended up running a store out on Lake Hubert outside of Brainerd. And he was the Packer, he was the similar to Vikings report, but it was Packer. Yeah. But John had go to the Super Bowl, and the small town would come out at him, and he'd get hammered, you know, at the Super Bowl party or the press lounge.
Free beer.
He was in the press lounge all the time. And I remember one night he got Ratto in a corner. Ratto, who doesn't drink and drinks, you know, was there BBS and was telling him about how Green Bay was. It was during one of the recessions. It must have been, I don't know which one, whatever, the last one we went through, late 90s sometime. I mean, the economy was bad. He was telling him over and over again how Green Bay was recession-proof because their number one product was toilet paper.
Okay.
And the last thing you're going to stop buying in a bad economy is toilet paper, which is correct. But after John was a close talker too, right? Close talker talking about toilet paper, and I kind of sidled away and left Ratto with him, and Ratto was behind his head making.
I bet you got
off.
There were several MFs directed your way.
Yes. After not, God, was he funny when he was drunk.
The escape's great, though, right?
Yeah, right.
I always love escaping. Like, if somebody's stuck and they think you're going to help them, and then you silently dove it. Hey, what's going on over there? And you.
I remember when I tried to do that to TK once. We had a woman who was moonlighting for WCCO Radio and came down there to do interviews. She's somewhat prominent in town now, but I won't talk about her. I won't mention her name. She's involved in soccer, but I won't mention her name.
Okay. All right.
But she was interviewed in the middle of the clubhouse, and it ended up just being me, her, and TK. And I started to slide away, and he grabbed me by my shirt. He grabbed me by my back of my shirt so I couldn't get away. He wasn't going to let me get away, and it was interrupt her and ask me a question, Graham. So I did. But
I hope he owed you.
Yes, yeah, he should have. Yeah, he's always been nice to me ever since I rescued him from.
That takes guts to grab the guy.
Yeah, but he did it very subtly.
No, I know.
She was really focused on looking at his eyes, but he grabbed me. Yeah. Yeah, well, but. Yeah, Echternach and Ratto, that's one of my favorite pranks I ever pulled on anybody in my life.
And I will say this, in springtime, no city smells worse than Green Bay does because of the paper mills.
Oh, God, yes.
The paper mills, and in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, they made, I think, Captain Crunch.
Oh,
And you, when that gets in the air?
You ever been at International Falls? Because Fort Francis is on the other side of the Fort Francis. That was terrible. That was everybody up there grew up with it. You know, you just
right. You don't smell it.
You say, "Oh God!" And they say, "Well, what's wrong?"
I remember being in a South Dakota town once. It was a meat town.
Yeah,
meat
pack. Well, the South St. Paul was.
Oh my God!
When South St. Paul actually had the they were butchering over there.
Oh,
downtown St. Paul. We'd come out to go to Luigi's at night.
Yep.
And sometimes midnight or so. And if it was a kind of a still night.
Yep.
In the summer with just the breeze blowing from the right direction, it was brutal.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It was terrible. South St. Paul. Yeah, all those South St. Paul people grew up with it. You know, they didn't. I think that was a big advantage for them in hockey and football and everything. When team played, you know, the other teams just wanted to leave. They wanted to lose their football game and go home. You know,
that was an unpleasant. That yes, is as bad is. Odor as you'll get.
Well, killing animals has a tendency to create an odor.
This is true. This is
what
true.
Are we missing here? We got.
You know what you're going to be in town for.
What?
This year.
A hockey tournament.
State High School hockey tournament.
I've made peace with it.
Okay.
I've made peace with it because we don't have to go through the 20 years of, this is the greatest event and all that crap. You know, it's just, they're just playing games now. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing about two classes. It's still big and the AA is still big, but it kind of lessens the.
Oh, yeah.
The. Romantic.
That's what I see. I loved that.
I know, but I didn't mind it. I just hated every story I read about it was everything I heard. It was always a sonnet. It was always just, this is so wonderful.
Well, that goes back to the SI piece. Was that Gary Smith?
Who came here and did a front page, eight page. Who was their best writer?
SI piece. Corey Millen was at Hibbing at the time.
I
remember that.
Boy, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, he came here and went to a North Star game the night before.
When they sent out Gary Smith, they were ready to. That was a man. And then Howard showed up, and Hubbard was when it was on Hubbard, the main station. Yeah. It was huge.
Didn't they bring in the Stars besides Cosell? Mm-hmm. They brought in like a
Lowell Schrader was a sports editor in St. Paul in '83, I believe. One was Reggie Miracle, 83.
83, 84-ish,
yep. Yeah, 83. He made me, he wouldn't let me go to spring training until I went to one session of the hockey tournament.
Columbia Heights.
And I went to the afternoon, and who did he beat? Adina? He did somebody.
Yeah, it was somebody impressive.
It was the aptly named Reggie Miracle. He had like 63 saves or something.
Great story.
And it was, Columbia Heights, even then, was not a hockey power, and that they were the big win, and that was it wasn't bad. It was a huge story to write and get on a plane at 8 at night and see in 2 weeks. You know, that was the old deal. So, you know what? I feel bad, but I'm not missing spring training.
No?
2 years now, this 2 years in a row. I went from 74 through 2000. 21, I went every year, except 1 year, and then I went twice in 95 when they came back because we had the replacements, and then 3 weeks later we had the real guys.
Right.
So I went twice, and I always used to say it was the greatest invention in the history of sports writing, but between access.
It's changed a lot.
And
there's
no angles anymore, and nobody plays till the last week, and, you know. If a regular gets two at bat, it's here we are. We're now how many days into it? Is today the 6th?
Oh, playing?
What's today? March 6th?
Yeah. And the Twins started.
And they got 3 weeks left.
Last week.
They got 3 weeks left. And they've been. But, you know, we still don't know. You know, we have no answers on Buxton. We got no answers on Kirilloff.
No one's playing yet, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And now they all leave today for the World Baseball Classic.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to lose a bunch of your roster.
That's right. Somebody has to, you know, Christian Vasquez is supposed to be this brilliant leader of catchers. Somebody's got to tell him that they have new rules here for a hitter. He's like Louis Arraez last year. I think he had two or three strikes called on him.
Yes, they were asking him about it on... Yeah. game yesterday.
What's he say?
He just forgot about the rules. I don't
know. Yeah, that ain't good. He's my brilliant catcher.
I don't think he cares at this point.
He probably doesn't, but.
Right.
You know, I mean, I want my leader of course, what does leading the pitching staff mean anymore?
I don't know since pitchers are now calling the pitchers with the pitch count, right?
If they want to, they can call their own strike.
Guys are now.
Sonny Gray called his own, right?
They call it from their belt, and then.
What if you disagree with them? What if you're.
I don't know. You go and fight?
Yeah, what do you do? Because you can't throw like Tampa? This, can you?
When the Twins played in, so the Rays aren't in Port Charlotte because it got basically destroyed for the time being by the hurricane. So the Rays are playing their home spring training games in their dome,
In the dome, yeah.
Which, of course, is empty right now because who's going to go to a spring training game there? And I guess when the Twins were playing there last week, you could hear the catcher had it turned up too loud.
Yeah,
so everyone in the stadium, the umpire finally told Rocco, every pitch Maeda's thrown, I've heard in the Rays are hearing.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't realize what it was that they were in there.
Change up. Fastball.
Yeah. Wow. So it's into his earpiece, but whoever the catching was didn't realize how high
he had it turned up too loud. And so everyone could hear it. And the umpire finally told Baldelli, your guy is throwing pitches. Everyone knows what's coming.
Well, when the Twins are over there in the dugout hearing, why doesn't somebody?
Evidently, I guess it didn't get that far. Wow. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still hilarious.
I did see that. It is hilarious.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now. And if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
I'm much in favor of faster play, but stuff's going to keep popping up.
Oh God, yeah,
yeah.
Well, just wait till we're in season and things pop up, and then we're going to get
Then you're going to get the real screaming arguments.
Like right now, they don't care.
No, that's true.
But when we're sitting there in June and strike, I mean, inevitably someone's going to get called strike three to end a game.
Yeah. Oh God. Yes. Yeah. Because if the umpire, we all thought it was the umpire's determination, but they're getting buzzed.
Yep.
The umpire, you get buzzed.
Vasquez said they have an earpiece now too.
Mm-hmm.
So the umpire's getting an earpiece. So I don't know how it's working, but yeah, it's not their determination. They're being told 8 seconds. He's not ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And they get a buzz.
And if the catcher's standing up, it's still up to the hitter to be ready.
Yeah. That's what I was told. Which is. You know, and you got a lot of habits to break that you've had your whole life, right?
Yes.
Anyway, but what has happened in Twins camp so far is everybody likes the kid second baseman, Julian, right? That's about it.
Yep.
Any other determination?
Nope.
Nothing, you know, nothing else going on, I don't think.
Nope.
Joey Gallo's becoming a singles hitter. Joey Gallo, three for three
against Detroit.
Three for three.
But did you see? I sent you.
Yeah,
Boston did the shift.
Has anybody said anything about that? Is it illegal?
But yeah, I guess
it's
it is.
Be illegal,
I guess they said you can have your outfielders in the outfield wherever you choose to. And Boston did it.
I believe I believe baseball's saying that because they feel like people. They're so desperate for people to pay attention, even when they're at the game, that they think people will say, oh, look at that. Left field's wide open. You know, anything that will be a point of curiosity, I think they're probably going to endorse. So it refutes the whole stupid idea of getting rid of shifts. But
I mean, Joey Gallo's not going to close his stance then and slap the ball to left field, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So, I mean, it's going to be.
I mean, he might be incapable.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Miguel Sano would have one of those weeks where he was late and he'd hit two gigantic home runs to right center field. Never changed him.
Yes.
Never got him to stay out of pitch.
And who did change? Like with the shift, who changed? Because left field was wide open.
Yes.
Before. I mean, this is not the first time.
I remember when Kepler, I've said this before, but when Kepler came back, was it after the All-Star game, and he had one game, he had two hits to left field. And I said on Twitter that, you know, great discoveries in, by Europeans, you know, the North Pole, the Magellan, the route to the Pacific, and left field for Kepler. Yeah. And he never had another hit the rest of the year to left field.
And I also feel, for as pithy as that comment was, it fell flat with a lot of people.
Oh, God, yes.
I really did enjoy it.
Oh, a lot of my...
It was one of your better ones, actually.
Pithiness does not... You know,
like, it had everything.
Everything I wrote in that Iowa column of basketball thing was intended to be, a lot of it was self-deprecating. Like, some of you aren't even...
Right.
Oh, yeah. Some of you aren't even 50 and all this stuff, and nobody sees. So... I'm basically reduced to writing for my own entertainment.
You know what? Nothing wrong
the
with
hell
that.
With it.
Although you did hit on one of my favorite things of all time at a college event, which was when the Iowa fans attempted to carry the goalpost
through the revolving
and
door.
Somebody at the Metrodome decided to turn on a piercing sound to the ear as if it was a bunch of dogs and it was a dog whistle. I remember sitting in the baseball press box watching that unfold and thinking, this is one of the most... hilarious.
I only remembered the moment. I didn't realize it was 2002, that recent almost, that they did that. But they didn't go to the Rose Bowl that year, though, because the Rose Bowl, that was the start of when sometimes then, because the Rose Bowl was Oklahoma versus Washington or Washington State.
So it was part of the old.
Why did Oklahoma...
Was that the start of the...
Was it the University of Washington or was it Washington State? But the Rose Bowl must have been at the start of the... when they were in the rotation to have a national championship game.
Yep.
But not everybody was participating in it, right?
I don't remember.
The Big Ten wasn't. But Iowa went to the Orange Bowl.
I just remember them trying to carry the goalpost up the stairs and someone said, how are they exactly going to get that out the revolving doors or the doors?
Was that so long ago that Ferentz was coaching?
Yeah.
Kirk, how long has he been there now?
Oh, God. I was
over 20 then.
I was in Cedar Rapids with Don when Hayden left. That was about 99.
Oh, he succeeded Hayden, huh?
Yeah. No one knew who he was. He was an assistant off Hayden's staff and had been the offensive line coach for the Ravens.
I talked to a number of Iowa fans during the second game of the afternoon on Friday. I was sitting up there and just BSing with these people. They haven't made peace with Brian Ferentz as the offensive coordinator. I said, do you know that Iowa might have had one of the great defenses in Big Ten history to win any games with this pathetic offense? I mean, they came up here and didn't try to score, and they beat the Gophers. Not trying to score.
Right.
And yet the old man, they brought him back. He's still calling their plays.
He's supposedly now on double secret probation. I'm not kidding. But it's hilarious because the old man, and you know, he's gotten.
I think the old man's an okay guy. But the kid is
the kid,
a complete
jackass. But the kid now is supposedly still there, but on double secret probation. And the kid, you know, back when the kid, what did he do? Did he go verbally confront the official in the press box?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
And everyone could hear it.
Yeah, and he went. But then he's also been abusive to players and everything else. He's just a jerk, I guess.
If you recall, though, when Hayden left.
But he wanted him, but the original plan for Kirk was to have the kid succeed him, right?
Well,
that ain't gonna happen.
I'm sure it was. But if you recall, when Hayden left, the original plan was Stoops. Bob Stoops was supposed to, because he was an Iowa guy.
Yeah. And you know who came up here and was going to interview, you know, when Stoops interviewed up here?
Yeah.
And
right.
And instead we got Mace, right?
Yep.
We got Mace because Stoops.
That was before.
Stoops was a number two guy at Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And Stoops came up here. First of all, they didn't fly him private. You know, they had him fly up commercial, and he got up here, and this was in the chaos of
McKinley Boston and Dean Hart, and wasn't it the we didn't know who that was running the show?
Yeah, because Glenn was 97.
Yeah, and Glenn was 97, and then somebody I knew told me he sat next to Stoops on first class on the plane back, one of Minnesota Naples guys or something, and Stoops said, "Are you going to take the job?" He says, "Nah, they don't even know who's running that place up there. You're not gonna win up there with that facility and ADs that didn't know who were." He said, "No, they didn't know who's running the place." He was so thankfully, Mace appeared because it looked pretty good to him because he probably knew that Kansas was not permanently going to be number four.
You had to get out of Kansas. Yeah. But now, Pat, now they've got the facilities, they've got the basketball facilities, everything.
And we got everything.
You got the collective.
You got everything you could possibly need to win.
The collective might be a great satire column, by the way.
Yes, that's right.
A meeting of the collective. Mm-hmm. What is it exactly?
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you could have them passing the, they can have two collections. What's the name of the
like a church?
What's the name of the Catholic chapel over there? Don't they have a little Catholic chapel over there?
Yes, I think they do.
They have two collections. First, you come through for the church, then you come through for the collective.
The collective.
Right? Yep. Yeah. Some waitress, maybe the waitresses at various dinky town places.
That's what I was going to say. You could
give
put
like 20 an extra. You know, you give the waitress 18%, and then another 7% for the collective.
I think the collective has a lot of potential.
Yes. Right. Yes.
All right.
Well, what do we got going this? Hey, how about the Wild? Man, is this? They don't give up any goals.
Red hot.
They don't give up any goals.
I'm telling you what it is. It's 2003.
It is?
Jacques would be proud.
Oh, God, yes.
You got the goaltenders who make the occasional huge save.
And you go from looking like a team that was going to give up 600 goals.
No, but Pat, I believe they are averaging 2.8 goals per game, which is like 26th. And they're giving up like 2.6 goals per game, which is fourth.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
Gustafson.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Hey, I did get a chance to use on Twitter the great Morgani quote, though, when he brought in four Swedes. Still my favorite hockey moment of all. When the Russians are beating them 7-1 and Sweden still hasn't hit anybody. And Morgani finally yells out, "You know what the trouble is with Sweden? They have too many Swedes." That remember back in 88?
Yeah, but that's when they weren't tough.
Yeah,
we're tough now.
Yeah, I know. The Swedes are tough.
The Swedes got some grit.
But Swedes were talked about when they started coming to the NHL in the 80s. They were the nasty things that were said about Swedes.
Oh, boy, Salming, who recently passed away, took more abuse. And he was real good.
Oh, he was
but
great.
He took more abuse because we thought that they were all tough. You had like Bent Gustafson in Washington. You had all these guys, and they were all seen as
skaters.
Being scared.
Yeah, and they've dodged hitting people.
Yep.
And
now
this was, we were still coming out of the brush. You know, we were still.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we had guys like Don Cherry that loved to rip the Swedes.
And being more, Don Cherry's racist remarks on Canada TV made him extremely popular.
Yeah, it did.
Yes.
It did. All right.
All right.